Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role in the show.
Word. What's up? My name is Erin Margaret Pettigrew. I am playing June in It's Not a Trip, It's a Journey by Charlie Simpson, directed by Nicole A. Watson.
And it will be at Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, Maryland, now through May 8th. So only a couple weeks left. So you better get your tickets now on roundhousetheater.org. I guess let's just start with, you know, what is it about? What's the basic setup here?
What's the basic setup? What do you mean? What it look like?
What's the premise? You know, if you were looking at this what's going on with this show?
So Black femme friends decide to travel via car from New York City to the Grand Canyon. And long story short, hopefully, it's really about just all those dynamics. Anyone who has taken a road trip, but in this case, it's not a trip, it's a journey. But anyone who has driven for an extended period of time, especially no matter where you are, really, especially with friends or people that you're close to, all the things, right, start to come into play, meaning the irritation, the fun, the music, the exhaustion, the hopefulness, the expectations. All of those things that have to do with really traveling through a place and traveling through a country. And of course, in particular, that will set and sit differently as Black femmes moving across America, right? Because there's so much to go on top and to unpack there. But also, it's about friendship and finding joy. And like, what are the things that we carry with us, right? What's the baggage that we carry with us when we are going on extended trips or extended journeys? And that baggage, including the things that you literally are bringing and the things that you are sitting on in yourself, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. Are you running from something? You know, is it an escapism thing? Or are you trying to search for something or running towards something? Or is it really just trying to be in the wind and experience something different than what you've ever felt like you could have before? So all of that on stage, we going across the country.
I love it. And I know it's, at least I know of several people that during this whole pandemic, that was something that they did. They used it as a time, you know, to, you know, no one wanted to be in sort of crowded areas because of the virus. And a lot of people did hit the road and they saw the country and maybe got to see the Grand Canyon itself. Who knows? I know of one friend that definitely went and did that. Do you know if it's something that that the playwright, Charlie Yvonne Simpson, do you know, is it based on an actual, I would assume based on an actual trip that they took?
Well, I will say that the only people in the room at the time that had been to the Grand Canyon in general, like period, were the playwright and the director. So the actors have never been there. As far as taking that particular trip, I don't think so. I don't remember or recall that specific trip being taken. But I do know that they have taken a trip there. I don't know where they were necessarily driving from, but it definitely is a destination that they have been. And so I know that that destination in general is particular and specific to Charlie and to Nicole, the director as well, but in particular to Charlie, that was not like, oh, let's pick some, you know, beautiful, open, iconic American place. Yes, to a certain extent, but it's very intentional, right? So I don't know if that, you know, that long stretch has been made, but definitely a road trip of some sorts to the Grand Canyon has been made by her.
Gotcha. Now, how is that then? I'm very curious. How is that visualized for the stage at Roundhouse then? Because, you know, that you have this idea of, you know, you have to portray and present this whole giant road trip, which includes this giant swath of country, passing all these different landmarks and countrysides and all these states you have to cross. Like, how is that done, brought onto a stage?
Right. How do you put America on a stage?
Right.
It's funny because so aesthetically, the stage is pretty bare. All you see is a car. There's an actual car on stage. And there's a road, but the road doesn't just, it extends all the way out into the audience. The tip of the road kind of points out into the audience. So you can almost like touch the edge of the road if you're in the front row. And then it runs all the way to the back of the stage and it curves up like it's going up towards the sky. That was created by our scene director, Lawrence Moulton. And he is a phenomenal scenic designer. And I really loved that because I was wondering the same thing, like how do we put America on the stage? How do we do such vast land and such miles on the stage? And to have such a bare stage that's very minimum really embraces all of the things that we can bring or don't bring. Right. But what is necessary is that road that's kind of leading to somewhere, but nowhere that we can actually see. And then we see this car that we know a lot of the destination and the things that are happening, if not around this car, in the car, we're being taken by the car, but we're not actually seeing this car drive around stage because it's a full car. So being able to just see those two minimum things, you can then imprint on it anything you really want. And above it is this big, like almost like Hollywood extended sign that has every single road sign you can think of, that has the map of US that lights up, that has hotel signs that light up, that have different iconic things that you would see on a road trip or on the side of the road or anywhere really when you are on the road. So those things that you would imagine seeing on the road are there, but the stage itself is open, it's big, it's bare, there's a road, there's a car, and there's us.
That's awesome. That's really going to be cool to see how it's visualized. Well, you mentioned that all the characters, including your own, have literal and more importantly, metaphorical baggage with them on the journey. I'd love to, can you give me a breakdown quickly on each of the four? Like, let's go through them one at a time. So, you know, like for your character, what sort of baggage are you bringing with you on the journey?
Word. So, you know, that's a trick question right there. You're really asking me.
I don't mean yourself. I mean your character arc.
No. I know you mean not me myself. But if I tell you too much, then what's the point of coming to see the play, right?
Good point.
So, there's that. And for example, just exactly what I was saying. To not get too much into the details, as to not spoil it. You know, we see the changes that we are making physically, even in our clothes, right? The clothes that we wear, our costume designer, Ivania, is brilliant and really incorporated this idea of seeing us in New York, what that looks like, what we might be wearing, especially when it comes to such a fast-paced business city, and then seeing us closer to the Grand Canyon where we're trying to fit into that Western lifestyle, right? And so like, how are we changing ourselves even by our clothes and physically based on where we are in proximity to, you know, the state that we're at? We also see metaphorical baggage in the sense of what I was saying, escapism, you know, the things that we are running away from start to come up, whether it be relationships, whether it be experiences that may have happened that we didn't think were going to show up, but all of a sudden something happens on the road. All of a sudden somebody speaks to us or maybe gives us something that awakens or triggers or opens up a wound that we didn't know was there. And now all of a sudden is here. And not only are we having to unpack it, in the middle of the country, in the middle of nowhere, but we're also trying to unpack it when we were originally trying to bury it, right? And what is it like to ask for help from your friends and not know how to ask for help from your friends, right? What is it like to have people on this trip that you are extremely close with that thought they knew everything about you, and then all of a sudden they don't, and they things are revealed that they're like, oh, my level of friendship with you I thought was in one place, and turns out it's in a different place. I didn't know that, you know, and all of a sudden the things about that you think you know about someone gets revealed in a way that makes you question, do I know this person? Or what is this person going through? Or what is it that I'm not doing to offer the support so that this person feels comfortable enough to tell me these things? And so that's a little bit of the metaphorical things that are coming to mind right now without giving away too much of the sauce. And then physically, we see, you know, like I was saying, with the brilliance of all the designers and the costume designer and the scene designer, of seeing things roll on stage that are literally larger than life. I mean, massive things that are created to represent maybe a destination that we can definitely see and say, oh, you know, that's Kansas. That's the thing that they were talking about, but in a way we kind of had to fit it in a very theatrical, theatrical setting. And so it's kind of, there's a hyperbole of it, and it kind of throws you into that real stage. If this is happening real time in real life, even a little movement, even a little dancing happens on stage. Thankful to our choreographer, Lady Dane. So you get a little bit of everything.
Thank you. Yes, and I agree. Let's not give away all of their character arcs or what, you know, you got to go on the journey with these four to exactly. Learn the specifics. But that was a good, you know, overview answer, so thank you. Well, before we run, speak to Roundhouse Theater itself, how it's been a joy working with them. I know this play, it's not a trip, it's a journey. I know it's part of their National Capital New Play Festival, which I know they just launched, and we just did We Declare You a Terrorist. That was my story today. I just spoke with those folks, so I know both of those two plays are launching this National Capital New Play Festival. But just dote on Roundhouse a little bit, how it's such a welcoming, creative space for these stories.
Word, absolutely. It's so wonderful. What's wonderful is that we've both been able to, both shows, both casts, we were able to hear the first read when we first started, and everyone was in the room. I mean, crew, cast, everyone who worked in the building, just all packed, social distance, masks, of course, but in a large room, around a very, very large table, multiple, and being able to just hear the words. And so much has changed and grown since then, and really has gotten deeper. And of course, you know, I'm sure talking to the cast of We Declare You a Terrorist, there's so much that's being both unpacked, but also like pointed to and put the finger is put on, as far as like how we as humans, right? As humans having human experiences, how we tend to disconnect ourselves from things that are seemingly not us, right? Like that looks different from me, and therefore I have a hard time finding compassion and therefore empathy for it. But on the contrary, both of these plays are playing with exactly the intersection of that. What is it to show up and say, oh wow, in the human experience of figuring out what it's like to live, what it's like to be here, and what it's like to be challenged, right, by society, what is it like to be able to not only express that, but also to be able to journey through that? And honestly, if it wasn't for the safety in these rooms, if it wasn't for the transparency, if it wasn't for the open conversations, if it wasn't for all of the things that were set up right prior to us even coming into this space, I don't believe either of those shows, these shows would have been able to or would be thriving in the way that I know we are, even personally as actors in this journey, in both journeys. We wouldn't be able to feel safe enough to thrive and to really go there and to really have those human experiences if it wasn't for the environment and the safety that was set up. And so I really have to thank everyone involved, that being Roundhouse, that being our directors, that being our writers, and everyone who decides to come into this room, into whatever room, the rehearsal process, including the stage, including our, you know, stage managers, our crew, and say, hey, we're gonna hold support, we're gonna hold space, we're gonna hold time for us to journey through these very hard, but also very real stories together, so that we can be able not only to tell them, but to invite the audience in to tell it with us. And none of that would happen if not every single person in that building had the openness and the vulnerability to create that space, to hold that space and that support. So yeah, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful to have met everyone that I have at this theater and to have gone on this journey with them, and to be able to go to the places that I do go on this journey, which are, you know, by the end of the play, pretty intense. By the end of both plays, to be honest. So I'm very grateful for that. It allows us to, I know me, using I statements, it allows me to take care of myself, my emotional state, and also to be able to tell the story every day and still keep my light and not necessarily fall into the darkness that happens in moments of this play.
Perfectly said. Well, that's the perfect place to leave it, if you ask me. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, everyone, it's called It's Not a Trip, It's a Journey. It'll be at Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, Maryland, now through May 8th. Again, only a couple of weeks, so get your tickets now, roundhousetheater.org. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Word. Thank you, Jason. I really appreciate you, and I hope to see y'all there. It definitely, it's a fun time. It really is. I hope that y'all join us and really strap in to go with us across America on the stage, because that's what we're doing and that's how it feels. And we invite you to come with us. We need you to come with us, actually. So come.
Thank you so much. We will try to get as many people out there on that road trip as possible. All right. Thanks so much.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. Bye.